Good evening, ma'am. I'm calling from Minnesota Opinion Surveys. We should like to ask you a few questions about issues that are affecting your community and the nation. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Is your zip code 55414?
Not anymore. I just moved not that long ago.
Okay. And may I have your zip code just for a statistical purpose?
Yeah. 55407.
Of 407. Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
no
moving
problem.
On. Okay. And then just to make sure that we're talking with people, with everybody in your community, can you please tell me, is your race a white Caucasian, a black or African American, mixed black, American Indian or Alaska Native, Haitian, Pacific
black.
Islander, Middle Eastern? Thank you.
Black.
I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, moving
on.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? Just for a statistical purpose only. High school,
bachelor's
or college?
Degree.
Thank you. Bachelor's degree. Now, in politics today, ma'am, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an Independent? How do you consider yourself?
In this climate of everything is going on, independent.
Independent. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or neither?
Oh, I used to lean during Democratic, but right now neither, because they're both in the same stance for me at the moment.
Thank you. And thinking about
neither.
That direction.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I recall that already. Now, thinking about that direction of your community, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied, and with the direction in which your community is headed? What's your opinion?
Dissatisfied.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Very dissatisfied. And thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get worse or better over the next year? Much worse, somewhat worse, stay the same, somewhat better, or much better? What do you think about for the
somewhat
future?
Worse.
Somewhat worse, okay. Okay, here we go. I do appreciate your patience, ma'am. Now, what do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? Can you please select up to three issues most important to you right now? The first one, it says, I'm going to read them all, and you can stop me, okay? Now, affordable quality housing, access to quality education, the rising cost of living, the climate change and the environment, the criminal justice and police reform, affordable quality health care, access to good jobs, protecting and expanding voting rights, reproductive or maternal health, public safety, including gun violence, or reducing racism and discrimination. Can you pick three most important issues facing your community?
Oh, my God. Yes. Number one would have to be housing as a basic need,
that's what
I would put in number one. Yeah, affordable housing, they're really not much. And then two would have to be, I live in Minneapolis, so education. We have a poor quality education here. Yeah, access to great education. And then, if you don't mind me asking, what were the top four that you just mentioned, like housing and education?
The rising cost of living, the climate change, and the environment. The criminal justice and police reform, affordable quality health care, access to good jobs. Yes.
Yeah, I would say, the third would have to be the living cost of living rising. And
the
then,
cost of living rising.
Yes,
yeah.
That would have to be my third, unfortunately. Because I can't even get to the other ones when the basics are not being met.
I know they're all important, you know, but just for the sake of a research, again, what initiatives would make you feel safe in your community? Now, you personally and your family, where you live, can you please select up to three initiatives that will make you feel safest? Yeah, here's the first one, okay? Now, decrease police presence, increase gun control statewide, community-led violence prevention initiatives, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, increased police presence, alternative first responder to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents, or increased drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide, if you have to pick three.
Okay, so just out of the three, I would say one would be alternating using first responders instead of police. And then second would have to be, Second would have to be, sorry, my brain is really short. Can you repeat the first few of them?
No problem. A decreased police presence is one. Increased gun control statewide. Community
Yes, gun control. There you go. Gun control. Sorry, let me disturb you. Yes.
No,
that would be my number
one more,
two,
okay?
The gun control. Okay.
Okay. Community-led violence prevention initiatives, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, increased police presence, or increased drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide. One more.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Drug and rehab. I was going to say incarceration, more employment, but the other one is more important right now. The youth needs drugs. Yeah.
Right. Right now in this present time, what aspects of public safety do you believe are working well? Not perfectly, but working well in your community.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please select up the three aspects of public safety that you believe are working well in your community? I'm going to read the list, but you can stop me, okay, man, that we can continue.
Absolutely.
Because the list is kind of long, okay? Now, the first one, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, neighborhood watch initiatives, support for victims of crime, gun control measures. You can pick three, okay? Mental health support services, drug and substance abuse prevention, community engagement and cooperation, juvenile justice programs, emergency response services, law enforcement programs. Three that you think are working well in your community right now? Not perfect, but well.
Yeah.
Well, at least try. You know? Yeah.
Yes. You said was one of them drugs and rehab centers or no?
Yes.
Was that just mental
exactly.
health? Okay.
No,
so that
no,
one, I would say, okay. So the drug and the rehab, I feel like we have a lot more services right now. Again, not the greatest, but working right now. Another one would have to be, mental health maybe?
Mental health support
like
services,
the,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel
yeah.
like they've been more resourceful right now. And then,
okay.
Oh, sorry, my brain is.
You got juvenile justice programs, emergency response services, drug and substance abuse prevention. You mentioned that one, right? And
yes.
Gun control measures, support for victims of crime, neighborhood watch initiatives, or rehabilitation and reintegration efforts. Remember, this is initiatives that will make you that are working
maybe
well in your community.
Maybe emergency services.
Emergency response services. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Now, moving on,
okay.
Continuing. Now, here are some public safety solutions that...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You there, my dear? Hello?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Now, here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. Now, which of the following do you believe will work in your community? Can you please select up to three initiatives that you believe will work best in your community? Now, here's the first one. Increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs. That's the first one. You can pick three. Using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases. Reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations. Or diversifying police ranks, or funding to support families of victims of community and police violence, or culturally specific community healing practice, if you have to pick three, do you think it would work?
The culturally specific one first, and then another one would be using social workers and mental health workers as an intervention instead of police. And then last would be giving resources to victims of a crime.
also the families and the community. Yes. Okay. Now, what aspects of the K-12 education system do you believe are working well in your community? Okay, in education. Okay. Can you please select up to three initiatives that you believe are working well in your community? Here's the first one. Diversity mm-hmm. of teachers. A diverse mm-hmm. range of free or affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities. Quality mm-hmm. of teachers. Or up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure. Access to educational resources. Or Black-centered curriculum. Or robust curriculum that supports academic, social, and emotional development, a school safety and security, access to technology, parental involvement and support, or a special education programs. Can you select three?
That are working well.
Okay.
You said three that are working well?
They are working well in your community. Well, but this is from the K-12 education system that you believe are working well in your community.
That's a tricky one. Sorry. Let me rethink because honestly, I don't think any of them are working. But if I have to choose out of those lists, I would say technology.
Okay, access to technology.
I would also say... funds are available for special ed. There are not enough teachers, but I know there's funds out and available. And then third, oh my God, that's a hard one. Third one would have to be,
affordable.
Maybe infrastructure and facility. I'm not even sure.
Yeah, up-to-date facilities and infrastructure. That one?
I would think so. Yeah, all the options you have given me, that the three I'm going to go with, sadly.
Okay. No. I mean, it's just your opinion that matters. Yeah. There's no right or wrong answers. I appreciate your patience.
Absolutely.
Believe me. Now, moving on, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for K-12 students in our community. Now, do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree. There is nowhere near enough. Yeah.
I'm just
hey, can you turn down your tablet? Yeah, sorry about that.
Which initiatives, ma'am? Which initiatives or programs do you think it will be most helpful to support the mental and physical health of students in your community? Now, can you please select up to three most helpful? Now, the first one. Mentorship programs, suicide intervention programs, access to culturally affirming curriculum, walking counseling centers at school, access to quality after-school programs, or school-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress, promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers. If you have to pick three. Programs, initiative programs.
Sorry, can I bother you? Can you please repeat to me one more time?
No,
I remember listening, but my brain is not.
Believe me, man. You're doing great. No, you're doing great, man. Believe me, it's so much fun. Now, mentorship programs is the first one. Suicide intervention programs. Now, this is initiative programs that you think will be most helpful to support the mental and physical of the students. Okay.
Yes.
Now, actions. Yes. To culturally affirming curriculum, now walking, counseling, centers of school, access to quality after-school programs, school-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress, or promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers. Those are the ones.
So mental health, so the last one, the mental health one, for students, staff, and all. And then mentorship, of course. And then, oh my God, there was another one I had in mind that you
suicide intervention.
No,
the
not suicide.
Suicide intervention program, access to culturally affirmative.
No, the
after
school, the curriculum. Sorry, counseling. Let's do counseling, yes. Yes.
Okay. Walking counseling centers.
Yes.
Okay. Now, following up, here's a definition for the term, restorative justice. Now, restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflicts, harm, and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to individuals and the community, rather than solely punishing the offender. Now, it seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Now, the question is, ma'am, do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in school? We strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Okay. Now, school resource officers are police officers hired by the school police department to work in the school settings. Now, do you support or oppose the use of school resource officers in Minnesota schools? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose? What's your opinion?
Strongly oppose. Police has no business being in the school, in a school setting.
Understood.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And do you support or oppose allowing a school resource officers in Minnesota schools to use restraint such as a chokeholds on students? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose. That's a goddamn minor. I'm sorry. And that's an officer.
No, thank you, ma'am. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other races. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Oh, absolutely strongly agree.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, which of the following will most help you and your family feel economically secure? Please select up to two options that will help the most. Now, here's the first one. Help studying or maintaining a business. Debt reduction, support building a strong professional network, and the ability to build an investment portfolio, help acquiring valuable job skills or financial literacy resources to reach financial goals, or more opportunity to promotions and raises. Can you pick two that will help you the most?
That will help me starting a business?
No, they will help you feel economically secure. Yeah.
Okay.
They will help you feel economically secure.
Can you tell me what the first two things you said was? There's one in there that I cannot remember right now. But
help starting or maintaining a business. That's the first one. Second one, debt reduction. Support building a strong professional network. Ability to build an investment portfolio. Or help acquiring valuable job skills or financial literacy resources to reach financial goals or more opportunity to promotions and raises. Can you pick two?
Financial literacy and help starting business.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done, okay? I do appreciate your patience.
Oh, you're good.
Now,
you're good.
Which
take
of the
time.
Thank you, man. Now, which of the following will be most helpful in combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? Can you please select up to two options that will help the most? Now, here's the first one. Increase income-based housing programs. Increase statewide subsidized housing, universal health care, universal basic income, increase home ownership programs, subsidized public transportation, increase food assistance programs, increase rental assistance programs. If you have to pick two options.
So the first one, sorry. That's a good question. Sorry, my brain is, it's working, but it's not working at the same time. I'm going to have you repeat again. I'm so sorry.
No worries. No worries. Now, what would be the most helpful, for your family, for you and your family, okay? To combating the rising cost of living. Now, increase income-based housing programs. That's the first one. Increase statewide subsidized housing, a universal health care, a universal basic income, increase home ownership programs, a subsidized public transportation.
Home ownership is one of them.
Home ownership, okay. One more. Subsidized public transportation, increase food assistance programs, or increase rental assistance programs.
Not the last two. The first one was increasing subsidized housing.
Increase the subsidized housing. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. I'm sorry. Which of the following are the most important traits you look for in a neighborhood to live? you know, when you select a house, please select up to 3 traits that are most important to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You can tell me when you, okay. Neighbors who look like me, employment opportunities nearby, convenient public transportation options, safe and secure surroundings, access to good schools, access to parks or natural spaces, friendly and supportive neighbors, or affordable housing options, walkability, if you have to pick 3.
Good schools. That's
schools,
one of them.
Okay.
And then the other one. Yes, access to good schools. And then another one would have to be friendly neighbors, I guess, or not necessarily friendly, but like safe environment.
Friendly and supportive neighbors is one, and safe and secure surroundings. So which one should I pick?
Safe and secure. Safe and secure.
Safe and secure surroundings. Okay.
Yes.
And one more, please.
And the other one would have to be semi, I guess, people that look like me, semi. So that makes a huge difference in child's upbringing.
Understood. Now, moving on. Now, which of the following initiatives do you believe will be most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own homes? Please select up to 2 most helpful initiatives. Okay, here's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Building more middle and low-income housing, teaching people about home ownership, or repurposing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing, or setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home, or giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing, or making housing more energy efficient to save on utilities. Can you pick 2?
Yeah, the first one would have to be rent control, so that people can have an opportunity to save and buy. Yeah, to save. And then the second one will have to be... sorry, I'm just drawing blank.
Yeah, building more middle and low income housing, teaching people about home ownership, reproposing unused or abandoned land or
building more affordability. Because I feel like when people have the opportunity to have a more affordability, they can buy homes and save up more and figure out how to go on life.
And that's the goal, you know, hopefully. Now, I do appreciate your patience, ma'am. And the last question, I just for statistical purposes only, so we can finish.
Yeah.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Including yourself, how many people currently live in your household? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or more?
Six.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you have a data key here. Now, how would you describe your employment status right now? Full-time employed. Okay. Thank you. The data sounds beautiful. Now, were you born in the United States or another country?
No, I was not born in the U.S. I was born in East Africa, Somalia.
Oh, in another country. Okay. Now, were your parents born? Were your parents born in the United States or in another country?
In another country as well.
Okay,
both of them? Will be the first generation born here, yes.
Congratulations, ma'am. Amen for that.
<Thank you>.
Now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or you were not able to vote?
No, I was. Unfortunately, I voted for Biden.
Okay.
Biden.
Now, moving on. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, small town, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you, ma'am. And last year, that was 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. 25,000. Okay, 75 to 84? That
75,
bracket?
I believe. 70. Yes.
Okay. Ma'am, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Believe me, ma'am. And thank you for sharing your opinion with me. This concludes our survey. Okay, you did great. Yeah. Enjoy your family, ma'am. Congratulations, okay? Sounds like a blessing.
Can I ask, if you don't mind me asking, can I ask whom are you doing the research with? Sorry, I didn't hear you in the beginning.
No, that's okay. This is from Minnesota Opinion Surveys. That's what it's coming from.
Okay.
And no,
okay,
yeah.
Perfect, yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
No, you're good. In the beginning when you called me, I didn't hear you. But thank you so much. I'll see you tonight.
And I have a solid. Yeah, likewise. Bye-bye.
Bye.